Welcome to our continued reading in the book of Numbers. We're in the midst of chapter 32. Moses has just admonished the people of Gad and Reuben because they wanted to stay on this side of Jordan instead of going into the land because it was a good area for cattle. And he's given them a warning, and they're going to give their response now, beginning in verse 16. And they came near unto him and said, "We will build sheepfolds here for our cattle and cities for our little ones. But we ourselves will go ready armed before the children of Israel until we have brought them unto their place. And our little ones shall dwell in the fenced cities because of the inhabitants of the land. We will not return unto our houses until the children of Israel have inherited every man his inheritance. For we will not inherit with them on yonder side Jordan or forward, because our inheritance is fallen to us on this side Jordan eastward." And Moses said unto them, "If ye will do this thing, if ye will go armed before the Lord to war, and will go all of you armed over Jordan before the Lord, until he hath driven out his enemies from before him, and the land be subdued before the Lord, then afterward ye shall return and be guiltless before the Lord and before Israel. And this land shall be your possession before the Lord. But if ye will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. Build you cities for your little ones, and folds for your sheep, and do that which hath proceeded out of your mouth." And the children of Gad and the children of Reuben spake unto Moses, saying, "Thy servants will do as my Lord commandeth. Our little ones, our wives, our flocks, and all our cattle shall be there in the cities of Gilead. But thy servants will pass over, every man armed for war, before the Lord to battle, as my Lord saith." So concerning them, Moses commanded Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the chief fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. And Moses said unto them, "If the children of Gad and the children of Reuben will pass with you over Jordan, every man armed to battle before the Lord, and the land shall be subdued before you, then ye shall give them the land of Gilead for a possession. But if they will not pass over with you armed, they shall have possessions among you in the land of Canaan." And the children of Gad and the children of Reuben answered, saying, "As the Lord hath said unto thy servants, so will we do. We will pass over armed before the Lord into the land of Canaan, that the possession of our inheritance on this side Jordan may be ours." And Moses gave unto them, even to the children of Gad and to the children of Reuben and unto half the tribe of Manasseh the son of Joseph, the kingdom of Sihon king of the Amorites and the kingdom of Og king of Bashan, the land with the cities thereof in the coasts, even the cities of the country round about. And here we will skip to chapter 33. There's detail in here that doesn't add anything to the narration, so we'll pass over that and begin in chapter 33. "These are the journeys of the children of Israel, which went forth out of the land of Egypt with their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron. And Moses wrote their goings out according to their journeys by the commandment of the Lord. And these are their journeys according to their goings out. And they departed from Ramesses in the first month of the 15th day of the first month, on the morrow after the Passover. The children of Israel went out with an high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians. For the Egyptians buried all their firstborn, which the Lord had smitten among them. Upon their gods also the Lord executed judgments. And the children of Israel removed from Ramesses and pitched in Succoth. And here we will skip from verse 6 to verse 38. And Aaron the priest went up into Mount Hor at the commandment of the Lord and died there in the 40th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt in the first day of the fifth month. And Aaron was 123 years old when he died in Mount Hor. And then we will skip over this other detail that adds nothing to our narration and commence reading in verse 50. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their pictures, and destroy all their molten images, and quite pluck down all their high places. And ye shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land, and dwell therein. For I have given you the land to possess it. And ye shall divide the land by lot for an inheritance among your families. And to the more ye shall give the more inheritance, and to the fewer ye shall give the less inheritance. Every man's inheritance shall be in the place where his lot falleth, according to the tribes of your fathers ye shall inherit. But if ye will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which ye let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and shall vex you in the land wherein ye dwell. Moreover, it shall come to pass that I shall do unto you as I thought to do unto them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye come into the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall unto you for an inheritance, even the land of Canaan with the coasts thereof. And here begins a description of the borders of the land of Canaan. And it's a lot of detail that doesn't add anything to our narration. So we will skip over that as we have the other detail. But let me just say about these parts that we have skipped. We're not saying that they're not important. And if you're doing a study of the book of Numbers, you ought to pause at each one of these and do some cross-referencing and researching and find out what you can about each of those things. It will add to your understanding of the book. But here we will skip to chapter 34 and verse 18, and we read, And ye shall take one prince of every tribe to divide the land by inheritance. And here again is a listing of men who are going to help Moses, or help Joshua rather, and Caleb and the high priest to divide the land. And that's detail that adds nothing to the narration. So once again, we'll skip over that and begin reading finally at verse 29. These are they whom the Lord commanded to divide the inheritance unto the children of Israel in the land of Canaan. And here we will end our reading at the end of chapter 34 of Numbers. And now God has them poised to enter the land and take over and settle in there. They even know the border of the land now. And God has kept his promise, and they're ready to be blessed in the land of promise. Next time, we will begin in chapter 35.